Officials in Kuwait say that an American Patriot missile shot down an Iraqi missile fired at Kuwait today. Two Iraqi missiles were said to have been intercepted by Patriots yesterday. Weapons experts are watching closely to see how the new generation of Patriot missiles fares in the current fighting. In the 1991 Gulf War, the Patriot, which at first seemed a great success, proved in hindsight to have been a disappointment. NPR's David Barron reports today's Patriot missile has been vastly updated from the version used 12 years ago.
The Patriot missile system is meant to intercept and destroy enemy missiles before they can reach their target. And in the 1991 Gulf War, the system appeared to do just that. Television pictures showed many Iraqi Scuds aimed at Israel and Saudi Arabia falling harmlessly to the ground, and it was widely reported that Patriot interceptions were responsible. That was largely a misimpression. A congressional report later concluded that Patriots downed Iraqi Scuds just 4 times in 47 tries, and former Defense Secretary William Cohen has admitted that in the Gulf War, the Patriot, quote, didn't work. Many military observers are hoping for and expecting a better success rate this time around.
The Patriot system that's fielded today is very much improved over the model that was fielded back in the time of the Gulf War.
Doug Richardson edits the monthly publication Jane's Missiles and Rockets. He explains that one major improvement is to the Patriot's radar system. 12 years ago, the radar had trouble distinguishing between a Scud's warhead and harmless debris shed by the missile, and therefore the Patriot was sometimes launched against the wrong target.
They've put a lot more smarts into the radar, to let it work out which is the real target.
The missile, too, has been updated. The older Patriot was designed to explode near an incoming missile, with the hope that the blast would destroy or deflect the weapon. Lieutenant Colonel Rob Jassy, who oversees testing, training, and deployment of the Patriot for the Army, says the new system is designed to strike a missile directly.
It's basically a bullet hitting a bullet. So the kill mechanism is the kinetic energy generated by the Patriot missile directly colliding with the incoming ballistic missile. And it does it at such a high altitude and generates so many megajoules of energy that it completely obliterates the target, and most importantly, and this was part of what we designed, it obliterates any possible weapons of mass destruction that might be on the end of that missile.
Jassy claims that in the past 2 days, this so-called hit-to-kill technology has proved successful on several occasions in the war with Iraq, the first time the concept has worked in actual combat. That claim is likely to be examined closely in the coming months, given the Patriot's history of apparent wartime success dissolving upon later examination, and also given the great expense, some $3 billion spent on the system's upgrade. How the Patriot fares could also influence a larger debate over the Bush administration's plan to protect America with a missile shield. Critics of that program have long pointed to the Patriot's past failure as evidence that a system to intercept incoming ICBMs is unlikely to work. A successful performance by the new Patriot in this new Gulf War could now provide political ammunition for the system's proponents. David Barron, NPR News, Washington.